He saw them when they used to make Mesulas Apayim. They didn't go straight down on the face, but a little bit on the side. They tilted themselves to the side. Rashi is al tidayim v'loy neiflam al pnei yamamish l'fi shein adam choshev v'shor liplaponav. I think more before. Another choshev should not fall directly on the floor. Therefore, when they used to make a Mesulas Apayim, not that they didn't do anything, but a little bit on the side, they tilted themselves to the side, not to be directly the face flat on the floor. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Biyom tiv chamisha, yom tiv givat five aliyos, biyom akipurim shisha." The Gemara asks, "Simani, who does our Mishnah go like? That says this five, and then six on Yom Kippur, and seven on Shabbos." And our Mishnah says, "If you want to be meisiv, you could be meisiv. You can't do less than these. But on these days, if you want to eat, you could eat. You could eat." So the Gemara says, "Simani, who do we go like? The Chur Le Rabbi Yishmael, the Le Rabbi Akiva. Can't go like either of these two. The Tanya learned like this." The Yom Tev Chamisha, that's good. Yom Tev, you give five aliyahs. Of Yom Kippurim Shisha, of Shabbos Shiva. Of it says, Ein Peichsin Mehen, Vi Ein Maisifin Alehim. Divi Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, even on Shabbos, you can't give more than seven aliyahs. You're not allowed to be Maisif on the seven aliyahs. Similarly, Al Mishnah can't go like him. Al Mishnah says clearly, just you can't make less than seven. But if you want to make more, you can make as much as you want. And here Rabbi Yishmael says, even on Shabbos and on Yom Tev, and Yom Kippur, you can't give more than within the five, six, or seven. Vayta, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, the Yom Tov Chamisha. On Yom Tov Shinol, there are five aliyahs. Over Yom HaKippurim Shiva. This is how we differ. That's how he differs from our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Shita is that on Yom Kippur, there are seven aliyahs. Over Shabbos Shisha. He holds Shabbos has less. Yom Kippur has seven and Shabbos has six. And also he says, in Peich Simihen, you can't give less than them. Abu Masif and Alayim. But you're allowed to add. The Chura adding means in any one of these. On Yom Tif, on Yom Kippur, or on Shabbos, if you want to add, you're allowed to add. So the Chura Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbi Shmuel is Kasha Tosefes. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's good, the 5, the 6, the 7, Yom Tif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. But our Mishnah says, if you want to add, give more aliyahs, you're allowed to. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, ain't Masif, and you can't add. Even on the Shabbos, you can't add. So our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Shmuel. E Rabbi Akiva, Kasha Shisha B'Shiva. The Chali is different. He says that in Yom Kippur you have seven aliyahs and Shabbos six. And we do, our Mishnah says not like that. So does our Mishnah go like? Amar Rava, Tone de Rabbi Shmueli. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Tone de Rabbi Shmuel. That's what our Mishnah goes like. The Tone de Rabbi Shmuel. We learned, the Tone de Rabbi Shmuel learned, that the Yom Tiv Chamisha. On the Yom Tiv we give out five aliyahs. The Yom HaKippurim Shisha, six aliyahs. The Shabbos Shiva. On Shabbos there are seven aliyahs. And the Lacher is in Peich Simhem. You're not allowed to give less than these. Avo Masif and Aleim. But if you want to, on a Yom Tif, on a Yom Kippur, on a Shabbos, you're allowed to add more aliyahs. You're allowed to make Hasafas even on Yom Tif. This is Rabbi Yishmael Shita. So this is the way Tana the Rabbi Yishmael learned. So according to Tana the Rabbi Yishmael, it's very good. He learns Lamas like our Mishnah. For the Gemara, if so, Kashet Rabbi Yishmael, Avo Rabbi Yishmael. Before we had that Rabbi Shmuel said, "Ain't my seif in aleihem," and now Tana the Rabbi Shmuel is learning that this brayse, this base of edge is learning over in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that you are not to be my seif. So Chutz Stephen Rabbi Shmuel, there are two tanoim according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Gemara says Enechnami, and Gemara trait tanoim live with Rabbi Shmuel. Enechnami, there are two different tanoim that says over the learning of Rabbi Shmuel. So maybe there's no stira. But I call upon him, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel the way Tana the Rabbi Shmuel learned. That on Shabbos and Yom Tif and on Yom Kippur you could add, and let's say the five year Yom Tif, six Yom Kippur, and seven on Shabbos. Where it says, Man Tana lehoda Tanya. Who is the Tanya of this Braisa? We learned like this. The Yom Tif ma'achrin lovoy. On Yom Tif you'd like to come to shul a little bit late. So I need to start Shabbos a little bit later. Or ma'arim lotes. And you're supposed to leave early to go straight home. So Rashi says, "Biyomtiv ma'achrim lovei the beis haknesses shetzorach letroyach besudis yomtiv." Kach lefurim sechta soifrim. You're allowed to cook on yomtiv. So the time they used to cook before they went to shul. So therefore, they're busy cooking in the morning. They're allowed to start shul a little bit later. Well, the ma'arim lot says, as soon as you get finished, you're supposed to go right home. Mishum simchas yomtiv. There's a mitzvah simchas yomtiv on yomtiv. He's supposed to have yisudi right away. So don't be ma'arich too much. She go home right away. That's on yomtiv. Biyamaki Purim, just the opposite. Mimarim Lovi is supposed to come early in the morning, like there's no one you to cook, you can't cook in Yom Kippur. Or Makrim Lotzes and take the time to go out. Because there's no Simchas Yom Tif. Over Shabbos, Memarim Lover, that's also good. On Shabbos morning, come early, because you can't be cooking on Shabbos. Your cooking has to be done Friday. So you can't be Yosef and cooking, so come to Shul early. Over Memarim Lotzeis, when he gets finished early, in order to go, and have your Einik Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to have a Suda on Shabbos also. Shrashi b'Shabbos Memarim Lover, Shekvar Tiknu HaKuller, Mi'era Shabbos, everything is prepared already. V'yofa Lamar v'yosin Likros, Likros Shema Kivasikin. It's kedai to come to shul early, Rashi says, in Kivasikin. He's not talking about if you daven start davening 8 o'clock or davening 9 o'clock. That he's not talking about. He's talking about you start davening 5:30 in the morning or start davening 6:30 in the morning. Hey, Shabbos, you start davening 5:30 in the morning. It's Kivasikin. As soon as it gets Shkias, so sunrise, that's when you start davening Shabbos in the morning. Well, Mariam Lord says, Mishumani Shabbos. You'll have to go home right away, right after davening. You should go home, Mishumos, in the midst of any Shabbos, to have a Suda Shabbos. That's what this Brisa says. The Gemara says, "Leimer Rabbi Kiva, the Chura, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The East Le Gavri Yisera, that he holds an extra Aliyah on Yom Kippur, because that's what the din is to take your time. Yom Kippur holds Gavri Yisera means Yom Kippur holds that in Yom Kippur there is 7. So that's why it's Makrim. It says come out later on Yom Kippur." Of course, there's an extra aliyah on Yom Kippur. Schura goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yisla Gavi Yisera, someone says, no, Afilu Temer Rabbi Shmuel. Even if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, then on Yom Kippur you only have 6 aliyahs, and Shabbos has 7 aliyahs. But the Nefesh Yidurei Diyayimim. But Kolpon is a big Seder Hayayim. On Yom Kippur you have a long davening to do. So that's why it says Makrim, you go out late, because it's a big Seder to daven. Labda after the extra aliyah takes the time. But Toshet, there's a long davening on Yom Kippur. That's why it says Makrim, we leave a little bit later. Right, Hani Shloisha Chamisha V'Shiva Kenegan Mi. Like the thing of Yom Tov has 5 aliyahs. In the middle of the weekdays we have 3 aliyahs, and on Shabbos we have 7. What about Yom Kippur? We don't talk about Yom Kippur. Tomorrow later we'll talk about Yom Kippur, about the 6. What about Rosh Chodesh? That tells you the kasha. Why we don't talk about Rosh Chodesh and the Moed? So Maisa, we have it like this. We have in the middle of the weekday on a Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha we give out 3 aliyahs. So after Gemara asks, how come 3? Then the next day there is 4 on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh. That the Gemara doesn't discuss. The Torah says that was treated to them that since we have a Tfilos Musaf then, so since it's extra davening, therefore you have an extra aliyah. That the Gemara didn't have to speak out. Really it's like 3 aliyahs, just since on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh there's Musaf, therefore we have 1 more aliyah. Then the question is, Chamisha, how come on Yom Tov we have 2 more? But just because of Yom Tov is not Mestabah to have 2 more, we have to have a new reason. And who are then Shiva, how come on Shabbos we have 7 aliyahs? About Yom Kippur, that the Gemara later will discuss. So how come so we have 3, 5, and 7? So Gemara says, Pligi bo Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni v'chadame. It's a machloket that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni and somebody else with him. Omani Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. The other sheet is Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. The Yamar law something like this. The two sheets were like this. We have Shimon ben Pazi, he said one. V'chad Yamin, somebody with him. Omani Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni. Just the opposite way. The Yamar law some say, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. That Chadama once says Kineged Birchus Kanim. It's Kineged the Psukim we have in Birchus Kanim. Rashi says Birchus Kanim. Shloisha Tevus Apostle Rishon. The first word Recha Hashem Yishmerecha has 3. The Chamisha Apostle Sheni. The Shiva Apostle Shlishi. So in the 3 Psukim of Birchus Kanim, you have 3, 5, 7. That's the Merumas here of this of the different aliyahs on weekday Yom Tov and Shabbos. The Chadon asks why, but they say. The Chadama once says, "Kineged Shloisha Shemri Asaf." There are psukim in Novi that talk about the people that watch the king. So, if I say we're talking about laying in the Torah now, it's meaning of covet. You covet the Torah. We talk about this rumors in the people that watch the king. One pasuk says, "Shloisha Shemri Asaf." There were 3 people that watched the Asaf, watched the door by the king. Chamisha Meroya Pnei Melech. Another pasuk says that 5 people were able to see the face of the king. And Shiva Roya Pnei Melech. Another pasuk says 7 people were able to see the face of the king. So the kids said these are different people, Cheshuvim, were able to work with the king, therefore we have these in Yonim. So Rashi says, Chamisha Meroya Pnei Melech, Shiva Roya Pnei Melech. Shiva Heim, Kedasiv, Shiva Sare Prasa Modim, Hem Yesh Chamisha Cheshuvim. Lachim Shloisha Shom Yisaf Pesef Pesef Malachim Ukeneg Dem Tiknu Elu Mein Dvar Malchus. Just like here, it's talking about the Pesukim about kingdom that the king has these people in front of him who are then reading the Torah. Has to do with our Melech Hashem. We're reading his Torah. We're talking about these Pesukim of Malchus. Tosfos just doesn't like Rashi's pasuk. Rashi brought down the pasuk by Achashverosh. So Tosfos says Pirush Hakunshus Achashverosh. The Kasha Leiman the Tikkun Chum Kineged in Yonon Shleisa Russia. We're not going to stack in 5 and 7 because by Achashverosh the Russia he had those people there. The Kach Pirush Ben Atam Moshen Aksuv Mesifra Yirmiyahu. With Malachim Ksiv Hashem. It's talking about the Malachim Yiddish Malachim. So therefore you have these in Yonim. Amola says 3 people. Amola says 5. Amola says 7. Satsasim. That's why we also lay in the Torah this way. It's also in of Malchus. Tana, Rabbi Yosef, Gimel Chamisha v'Shiva. Same thing. Shloisha Asher Miyasaf. 3 people that watch the gate by the king. Chamisha Roya Pnei Melech. 5 were able to see the king. And Shiva Roya Pnei Melech. Another 7 were able to see the king. Omalei Abaye. Ada Idno My Time Alei Pirish Lonar. Like up until now, how come he didn't explain? How come he didn't tell us? This is the reason why there were Masakim 3, 5, and 7. So Amalei answered back, Lo Hevi Yodana Desrechusalei. I did not know that you need me. Like, why don't you ask me? Or maybe Isim Noi Milsad, did you ever ask anything from me? Lo Yamu Lechu, I didn't answer you. Like, if you wanted to know, you should have asked me. So Amalei Yaakov Minoi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hani Shishav Yom HaKippurim Kinegin Mi. So far we explained 3, 5, and 7. 4, Tosfos says that's Trita, Rosh Chodesh has one more because of Musaf. But how come Yom Kippur has 6? Where does 6 come in? Omalei, they say, can I get Shisha, Sha'omdu, Miyaminoi, Shal Ezra, Veshisha, Mismerli. It's going on the Pasuk, can I get, there were 6 people that went to see him, that saw Ezra. 6 on his right and 6 on his left. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayamoid Ezra, Asoifer, Amigdalites, Ashurosul Adover, Vayamoid Etzloi, says Matisio, Veshema, Vianoia, Vyurio, Vichokio, Oma Seyo, Ayimino. As these 6 were on his right. Omi Smerla on his left was Kedoya, Omi Ishoel, Oma Akiya, Vichoshum, Vichashbadono, Zechaya, Mishula. So therefore, it says the Pasuk here that he had 6 on his right, 6 on his left. So if I say Nochmam Rum is in 6, that's why in Yom Kippur we read a 6. So the Gemara, Hainu Shiva Hevi, how do you have 6? The Chorudah 7. On the left side there were 7. And the Gemara, Hainu's Chaya, Hainu Meshulam. They were the same person. The Yamai Kori Meshulam, why is he called Meshulam like a whole, a complete person? The Mishlam Beyuvdei. He was a perfect, all his midas were perfect. Rashi says, Totonim B'maitza. He was a tzaddik, whatever he did everything complete. That's why he really is one person. So here says, Apostle Kinezri, you got 6 on the right, 6 on the left. Rumors of that, we have 6 aliyahs on Yom Kippur. Tana Rabbon, Ha'akel Olin Leminyan Shiva. Anybody who ever given aliyah to goes into the minion of the 7 aliyahs. Ha'akel Olin Leminyan Shiva. V'yafilu Katan, really even a Katan could get an aliyah. V'yafilu Isha, really even an Isha also is allowed to get an aliyah. Avulon Ruch HaChom, the Chom said, Isha Latikra B'Torah. It's not nice to give an Isha an aliyah by the Torah, if they covet Tzibur. It's not covered for the Tzibur to have a lady reading the Sefer Torah. If a rabbi is not covered at Tzibur, so we don't do it. That a cotton, also a minig is not to give a cotton aliyah. Only maftir, you give a cotton a maftir. Iboilihu, maftir mao sheyala leminyan shiva. That we know that after we have 7 aliyahs, we do, we make maftir. So tomorrow's suffix is, as maftir, could that be shvi? Or does it have to be the way we do it, that after shvi, then we make maftir? Is maftir part of shvi or not? So rafuna revirmi, barab, machlokis. Chadama 1 says, Oila, yes it is Oila. Maftir could be in the place of Shvi. You don't have to give 2 aliyahs, Maftir and Shvi. Maftir is Shvi. If you want to. And if you want to, you can make much more. You're allowed to be Moistif on Shabbos. The Chadama 1 says, no, ain't Oila. Like we know, like we do it. That Maftir is not Oila for Shvi. You have to give first 7 aliyahs, and then you give another 1 Maftir. Man diyom Oila, the one that says Oila is good. Dokari, because Manashach, he's reading the Sefer Torah, like why not? If he's reading it, so let the Shvi, let that be Maftir, like why not? Uman the Yama Ein Oila, the one that says no, it doesn't help, Kidiyula. The Yama Ula says like this, Mifnei Maha Maftir Benovit Tzorach Shiyikam HaTorah. How come, like Maftir really, he's the one that's going to read the HaTorah. So really, all he should do is just read the HaTorah. How come Al Minigir is to let the Maftir get an Aliyah also? Why the Chal does he have to get an aliyah altogether? The Teretz is, if they cover Torah. I'll cover that Torah, like it's not nice that he should just read Maftir and not read from the Torah. Like, don't go to Maftir straight. So Kovrat Torah, first you have to read from the Torah, and then we'll let you read them after. Daf Torah. So Drashim if they cover Torah, Shlo ye Kovrat Torah v'kovrat Novi Shoveh. Shouldn't be equal, like one person gets the Torah, and another person gets the Novi. It looks like it's equal. We don't want that. We want the Novi to be secondary to the Torah. So therefore we make it that even the person who reads the Daf Torah, he already got an Aliyah in the Torah. Well, that comes first. And secondary, if you read the Torah, then we'll also let you read the Haftarah, the Novi. But the Novi is only secondary, not like that, like the Torah itself. So therefore, we let him read the Torah also. So Rashi says, V'chivon the mishum kovet Torahu, for loy mishum choyva, lavim in yonhu. Since he's not a choyva that he has to read, so therefore he's not from the minyan, he's not included. Nor is that we have to have shiva, seven aliyahs, those are seven choyvas to have a chiyav to read. We have to give out seven aliyahs. Now that this maftir, really he is our voice to say the Haftarah. We give him an aliyah now as Kavra Torah. So it's only a new inyan mishum Kavra Torah, so it's not mistava that aliyah would be good for the seven aliyahs that has to be mishum Achayva. The Gemara next we have a kasher on you. That's more fierce voice, because mishum Kavra Torah, the chiba the mishum Kavra Torah, liminyan aloy solek. Since the only reason why we let the person that reads the Novi, that reads the Haftarah again, Aliyah, is only Mishum Kavra Torah, so it's not a real chayv to do it, therefore it does not help for the first seven Aliyahs. Meisrei have a kash on you. Ha Maftir B'Novi. Whoever reads the Novi, is Layiv Chois Mi Eshvim Chat Sukkim. He can't read less than 21 Sukkim. Usually the Haftarah, the Novi has to be 21 Sukkim. Why? Keneged Shiva Shekorah B'Torah. Can I get the seven that read from the Torah? There were seven aliyahs, so each one has to read at least three psukim. So 21, that's how you have 21 psukim. So the question is now, if you're going to tell me now that the one that gets maftir has a new aliyah, he's like the eighth aliyah, he reads posh another psukim, another three psukim. So if so, v'yemisa, eschem v'yabo heaven. Really, what it should be 24 psukim, it should be. So what is enough, the maftir, the half Torah? Enough to be 21 sukkim, really should be 24 sukkim. The Teretz says no, that Kiva, the Teretz says Kiva, the Mishum Kavat, Torah.